Grace class is given by Har Grace Kalasudha. Sorry, Mataji. Prithi Vilasini Mataji. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your association. Please take over this call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and dandavats to everyone on the call. So today we are continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service. And today we will continue from verse 32 onwards. So it's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, verse 32 onwards. विलज्जमानस्य यस्य स्थातुम् ईक्षपते अमूय विमोहित विकथन्ते ममाहम् इति धुर्धिया. Translation: The external illusory energy of Krishna, known as Maya, is always ashamed to stand in front of Krishna, just as darkness is ashamed to remain before the sunshine. However, that Maya bewilders unfortunate people who have no intelligence. Thus, they simply boast that this material world is theirs and they are its enjoyers. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Prabhupada Ki Jai. The entire world is bewildered because people are thinking, this is my land, America is mine, India is mine. Not knowing the real value of life, people think that the material body and the land where it is produced are all in all. This is the basic principle behind nationalism, socialism, and communism. Such thinking, which simply bewilders the living entity, is nothing but rascalism. This is due to the darkness of Maya. But as soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, he is immediately relieved from such misconceptions. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 2513. There is also another appropriate verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 2747. Shashvat prashantam abhayam pratibodha matram shuddham samam sat asata paramatma tattvam shabdo nayatra puru कारकवान क्रियत क्रियार्थो माया परयिति अभिमुकेच लज्जमाना तद्वै पदं भगवत परमस्य पुंशो ब्रह्मेति यद्विदुर अजस्र सुखं विशोकम्. What is realized as the absolute Brahman is full of unlimited bliss without grief. That is certainly the ultimate face of the Supreme Enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is eternally devoid of all disturbances, fearlessness, completely conscious as opposed to matter, uncontaminated and without distinctions. He is the principal, primeval cause of all causes, the effects in whom there is no sacrifice or fruitive activities, and in whom the illusory energy does not stand. This verse was spoken by Lord Brahma when he was questioned by the great sage Narada. Narada was surprised to see the creator of the universe meditating, for this indicated there might be someone greater than Lord Brahma. While answering the great sage Narada, Lord Brahma described the position of Maya and the bewildered living entities. This verse was spoken in that connection. We'll do two more verses because they're connected. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 22.33. Krishna to marahana yadi bale eka bhara maya bhanda haite Krishna tarakare para. Translation: One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. 34. Sakudeva prapanno yas tavam siti chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etatratam mama. Translation: It is my vow that if one only once, sincerely surrenders unto me, saying, My dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. Purport, this verse is from the Ramayana, Yuddhakanda, 1833, spoken by Lord Ramachandra. So we are doing these three verses. You can start off with the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunathalvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Radhanatha Swaminit Ramne Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminit Ramne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pachayata Deshtarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vamcha Kalpataru Vyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha, Patitanam Pavanekra, Vaishnava Vyau Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So we are reading verses 32, 33, 34. I'll say the translation again so that we understand the link properly. In verse 33, this is a conversation between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about the process of devotional service and he is instructing Sanatan Goswami. So that is the context. We'll read the three verses again. The external illusory energy of Krishna, known as Maya, is always ashamed to stand in front of Krishna, just as darkness is ashamed to remain before the sunshine. However, that Maya bewilders unfortunate people who have no intelligence. Thus, they simply boast that this material world is theirs and they are its enjoyers. One is immediately free from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. It is my firm vow that if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, My dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person, and he will always remain safe from that time on. This is Lord Rama speaking during the time of Vibhishan Sharanagati from Ramayana, and it's been quoted here. So in these three verses, they are very, very interesting. They are very relevant to our situation in this material world. And it talks about what we need to do as aspiring devotees. So all these three verses were spoken by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami, explaining to him the process of devotional service. What happens to us? We are in this material world and we are affected by Maya. How to get out of Maya? He says that we have to surrender unto Lord Sri Krishna and say, I have forgotten you for so many years, but today I am surrendering unto you. And if you are sincere and serious, Krishna will take care of you. And what is the proof that Krishna will take care of you? He has claimed this in the Ramayana, where Lord Sri Ram talks this particular verse when Vibhishan comes under Sharanagati. So this is the context of these three verses. Now, first of all, who is this illusory energy or Maya and how does it affect us? So we all know that the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna and he's the one and only controller. And all other living entities, all the jivas are actually controlled by him. Now, all of us, the living entities, are his marginal energy, also called as Tathashta Shakti. So that means we are marginal, okay? According to the Bhagavad Gita, the jivas, they are considered as superior because their quality of existence is actually one and same with the Supreme Lord, but they are never equal to the Lord in quantity of power. What does that mean? Meaning, they are all spirit souls. We are same in quality with the Lord, but we are very, very minute in quantity as compared to the Lord. Just like a drop of water is the same as quality with the ocean, but still a drop cannot compare to the huge ocean. So that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Ivam So Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. They are parts and parcels of me, but the jiva is a very small fragment, same in quality, but extremely minute in quantity. So, we jivas, when we are here in this material world, what do? We start to exploit this gross and subtle inferior energy called as matter. Okay? So, the inferior energy is matter, and we are superior to this inferior energy. So, we are referred to as being superior to matter. Now, while we are here in this material world, a living entity, he forgets his real spiritual mind and intelligence. So this forgetfulness of the Lord, of the real spiritual essence of life, is due to the influence of matter upon this living entity. So it is the false ego that we have under the influence of material illusion that makes us think, I am matter, I am this body, and all these material accusations around are mine. So, that is what was explained in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. We get into this, this kind of a bodily identification. Oh, this is mine. I am important. Everything around me is mine. So, we end up having such kind of illusions in our mind. But, then the living entity becomes free from the influence of this illusory material energy, he gets liberated. His actual position is realized when he is liberated from such material ideas, including the most dangerous concept that was discussed yesterday, which is identification as, the thought that I am God, that was actually discussed previously. So, what is the process of liberation? How do we get liberated? When we get liberated from this thinking, then we are actually said to have the right understanding. But what is the process? Okay, that is what is discussed in the second two verses that we read today. Now, Maya can actually bewilder everyone, but still she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. That means illusion, the idea of illusion is always behind the Lord. So this Maya or deluding energy is said to be ashamed to come in front of Krishna. Why? Prabhupada explains, because Maya is entrusted with a very thankless task. Maya is entrusted by Krishna to take the conditioned souls, to take charge of them. And Maya has taken charge of all the conditioned souls, and her task is to punish. How does she punish? Simply by beating. Even the transcendentalists, like the devotees, they also don't like her. Devotees always blame Maya. Oh, Maya, it's all because of Maya that I'm suffering. She's always punishing me. So she's like police, but that's her job. That's a very thankless task. So Prabhupada says, just like the spiritual master, Durga Devi is also a very pure devotee of Krishna. Both Durga and spiritual master, they reclaim the conditioned souls and they take them back to Godhead. But the difference is that the spiritual master gives knowledge and instruction, but Maya Devi gives you a kick and slap to progress in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada emphasizes in this purport, basically in this material world, we are all bewildered. And the primary symptom of bewildered persons is that they talk nonsense. Nonsense talk. What is nonsense talk? Nonsense talk is that which is not in line with Vedic literatures. They say everything is because of me, this is all because of mine, me, mine, they always talk like that, aham ameti. But for those who surrender unto the Lord, they cannot be influenced by this deluding energy, because when Krishna comes in front, obviously there is no place for Maya to stand. So when Krishna is there is no question of Maya. Therefore, they become free from all these misconceptions of I and mine, and they do not pose themselves equal to God. This is something that Prabhupada writes in one of the purports. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained that Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya, who is the illusory energy, she is like darkness. So therefore, one who is constantly in sunshine of Krishna cannot be deluded by the darkness of material energy. So this Maya is ashamed to stand in front of the Lord. So we are constantly being bewildered by this illusory energy, and in our conditioned state, we try to find some or the other way to get some relief, some apparent liberation from the clutches of Maya. But only if we sincerely surrender unto Krishna by simply one saying, "My dear Lord Krishna, from today I am yours." At once, Krishna comes in front, sunshine is there, there is no darkness, and we can get out of the clutches of material energy. And this is confirmed in Ramayana and the Uttarakhanda, where this verse is quoted, Sakriteva Prapannoyas. So if one surrenders unto me sincerely saying, "My dear Lord, from this day I am fully surrendered unto you, I will always give him protection, and this is my firm vow," Krishna, Rama or Krishna says this in Ramayana. So this is the essence of the three verses that we actually discussed. Now let's get into really understanding our situation and how the process of actually getting out of this whole network of illusion. So for that, let's see one example from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have all heard the story of Gajendra's surrender, very, very famous story from Bhagavatam. Right from, you know, the time we have been kids, we have been hearing the story. And let's see how this story is actually an explanation of the three verses that we read today. So Gajendra, he was the king of the elephants, and once he was attacked by a crocodile. So we all know the story. And this crocodile got hold of the legs of Gajendra and wouldn't let go of it. So despite Gajendra's efforts, despite all of his hopes, this crocodile just wouldn't let him go. This Gajendra, who's like, you know, living like any materialistic person in this world, he was very, very comfortable. Anyone would consider this as a very ideal life in every way possible. Gajendra was very proud of his power. He was proud of his reputation, of his ability to control things. Now, this great king of elephants, he finds himself trapped in the jaws of a crocodile. And he's fighting with this crocodile for thousands and thousands of celestial years. So then this whole process is going on. He's stuck there in his leg, and he's fighting for years and years and years. And Gajendra also probably must have thought that this is not going to be there forever. After a period of time, how long can this crocodile actually hold on to my legs? After some point in time, he's going to let go of me. So like this, he was having some hope. So despite his hopes, despite his efforts of fighting with the crocodile just didn't let go of him. In this way, the same way, Maya works for everyone. She just won't let go. No matter what you do, no matter how much hopes you have, no matter how much you try. The only thing that can break us loose from the jaws of the crocodile of this material energy is when we totally humble ourselves like Gajendra, realizing that we are completely helpless and we actually surrender. So there is no other way out of the crocodile of Maya except this process of surrender to Krishna. And this surrender is very important, that it has to be in the qualitative feeling of what Gajendra felt. So unless we have the same qualitative feeling of Gajendra, surrender has no meaning. Okay? So unless we surrender like Gajendra, he humbled himself and he surrendered. He said, "You are my only hope." That's when actually Krishna protected him. So what is real surrender and advancement? So surrender is not about how we perform our rituals or how we perform austerities, or how we are very popular or anything like that. It is a matter of really humbling ourselves and saying, "Krishna, I am actually yours. I am suffering. This crocodile of Maya is killing me. And there's nothing I can do despite of hope after hope after hope. Now I realize that this will never go away until I surrender." So sometimes as devotees, we are wondering when Maya is going to let us go. The answer is Maya will never never ever let us go until we surrender like Gajendra. So advancement in Krishna consciousness is not about, you know, as often all Maharajas say, it's not about you know, how much verses you have learned or how long you have been on Krishna consciousness or how many times we have gone to the temple or chanted or done parikrama. All these is all meant, all that we do in Krishna consciousness is actually just to is just meant to bring us to this point of total surrender. So it, when we surrender only, when we come to this total point of surrender through all these processes, that is when Maya is going to give up. So she's going to be there forever in one sense. Yeah, I mean, she is Krishna's mercy. So Krishna doesn't settle for less. You know, why we say actually Maya is in one sense Krishna's mercy is because Krishna doesn't settle for less. He really wants to show that what complete surrender is. He wants to give us the highest, and we cannot get the highest unless you realize that there is nothing better than Krishna. So that's why everything is going to come and go like seasons, but the only thing that is permanent is that one thing, that is Krishna, who can give us shelter. And we can read about surrender, we can speak about surrender, but ultimately it is most important for us to act in surrender. So we have to really, really take this message. We should understand what surrender is and we should act in surrender. So Maya's way of dealing with us in this material world is to keep us under the illusion that things will get better over a period of time, no matter how things are bad. So Maya tricks us to think that these things will get better. It's okay. It's just a temporary problem. It will get better very soon. So whenever this crocodile is biting you, it's going to get tired after some time and it will go away. This is what we think. But as long as we have such false hope, we will never surrender. So the reality is that as soon as we come into material existence, the moment we come in, the crocodile of illusion has actually caught us and it's not letting us go. So, you know, all this in surrender, Gajendra was not asking the Lord to take the crocodile away. He was just basically giving his life to Krishna. Whether he says, whether he's in a crocodile body or he's not in a crocodile body, he just wants to surrender. He just wants to say, Krishna, I am yours. You please release me out of this problem. So real surrender is to understand that Krishna, I am yours, irrespective of how you decide to handle me. So, you know, sometimes we think surrender means, okay, I'm surrendering to Krishna. And as soon as Krishna has released me from this problem, I'm done with surrender. No. Surrender means really that whatever you decide to do, Krishna, I am yours. Just giving yourself to Krishna. So we should be aware that in this pond of material existence, we are always in the jaws of this crocodile. And the first aspect of surrender is to recognize that we are in the crocodile's mouth. Sometimes we just fail to accept that there is a problem. That's why we see that in the prayers of great personalities, they keep reflecting about this. They keep talking, oh, there is a problem in the material world. There is always a problem in the material world. I am in the lap of Maya. So that's why great devotees and great personalities, they keep recognizing this fact. They keep reminding us of this fact again and again. Just like how Bhaktivinod Thakur, he cites Lord Chaitanya's words that we are spending our days and nights uselessly decorating our dead bodies. Maya is very strong. Time you give up all this. Queen Kunti, she prayed for calamities so that she would always be aware that she's in the mouth of the crocodile, so that every moment she's crying out for Krishna. So our illusion is that we are not aware of the dangerous situation. And even if we are aware sometimes, seriously aware of our situation, of our illusion, we think that it is going to go away sometime. So until we really come to this point of surrender, it really doesn't go, the problem won't go. We are going to get old, we are going to get diseased, we are going to die no matter what we do in this life. And remember, this Maya is also relentless. She's not giving up. You know, just like how we are going to be eternally here, birth after birth, this problem of Maya is also going to be eternal for the soul again and again. So manifestations of hers are temporary. Manifestations of the material world are temporary. But Maya is there forever. But the material world is going to be created again and again. It is there forever. So she is Krishna's external energy. She is Bahiranga Shakti. So she is going to be there forever. And when she gets her jaws around us, she will never let go for the rest of eternity until and unless we surrender to Krishna. That, in the case of Gajendra, Gajendra was totally humiliated. Not only was he in physical pain for so many years, he was completely humiliated in front of all the people who had honored him and worshipped him. He was the king, his own family members, his own wife, who considered him to be the best, to be their greatest hero, his own children, who considered him as their only shelter, his own subjects, who feared him because of his power. In front of everyone, Gajendra was humiliated. He was helpless. He was totally defeated. He had nothing. It is in that state that he was surrendering his life to the Lord. And how was he surrendering? Through his prayers, O Lord, I am yours. You just take me. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam. So, we must have complete faith that Krishna is with us. That is very important. When we say surrender, we should have complete faith. Rakshishyati iti vishwasa. We should have complete faith that Krishna is with us. In every situation, even in the most extreme condition, Krishna is always there to help us. He never lets his devotee down. We may be thinking that there is some other shelter, but Krishna alone is Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam. He is everyone's best friend. Whatever is happening, he is right there as the Paramatma within our heart, just wanting to give us bliss. All that he wants us to do is turn towards him. He's always waiting for us. No matter what we do, no matter what we have done, Krishna will never leave us. So who could be a better friend than him? You know, just imagine he's been with us all this while. Just imagine if you betray a person, blaspheme a person, reject somebody birth after birth after birth, and he still decides to be with us. So that is Krishna. That is Krishna's unconditional love, and he will never leave us. So he's always waiting. He's always willing to give us a chance. Even in total darkness, even during the time of annihilation, Krishna is always there like the sun. So in other words, there's no time when Krishna will not deliver us. All that we have to do is we have to turn to him with faith, with humility. So in this age of Kali, we have a great gift, Golokera Premadan Harinama Sankirtan. So the Lord has descended very mercifully in his holy name. And that same Lord came down and he cut the crocodile's mouth. And then Gajendra was transformed to his original body. He put him in an airplane and he took him back to Godhead. So this happened at that time. When Gajendra was there, the Lord came down himself. But now in the age of Kali, he's so easily available as Namarup. He is there for us. And he did all this within a few minutes, because Gajendra was so sincere. Krishna descended with his chakra and cut the crocodile, and Gajendra was liberated. So now, if Gajendra, after being liberated, he was thinking, oh, what a relief. Now I can take care of my family. Now my leg has been released. Then Krishna would have just left him there and gone. Krishna would have said, oh, okay, you want to take care of your family, you stay here. And very soon there is going to be another crocodile. So actually, you're not out of the crocodile's mouth, you know, because Maya is going to be there. But after he was liberated from the crocodile's mouth, Gajendra did not want anything except to serve the Lord. He loved the Lord. He was very grateful. So seeing that he had no other desire, he was fed up. He had no other desire. He had lost all his hopes and all this blind faith of Maya's promises within this world. Krishna, only after that, he released him from the crocodile's mouth and gave him liberation. So he put him on his airplane and sent him back to the spiritual world. So like that, the holy name is available. In this Kali Yuga, he is Namarup. He is available in this age of Kali. And the holy name just incarnates for that purpose. To release us from the mouth of Maya, Krishna comes very mercifully in the form of his holy name. So by this holy name alone, we can just be liberated from these jaws of material energy. So that's a great gift. He's there to take us back to Godhead. And that is our faith, and that is our conviction. And that is our very great fortune, that we have been given this understanding by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's so easily available. Hanuman was a monkey. The gopis, they were just simple cowherd girls. Gajendra was an elephant. So just imagine, these are the people who surrendered. And who are we? Externally, when we see, we are not a monkey, we are not an elephant, or we are not, you know, simple gopis in that in the sense of you know, external understanding. But anyone, you know, anyone can surrender. Even we can surrender. We have this precious human form of life. So what is the difficulty? We can actually surrender. But we can surrender when we are really convinced that this crocodile is not going to let us go. And whether we recognize it or whether we don't recognize it, we have to have this faith that this crocodile won't let us go. It will let us go only when we have this mode of utter surrender. So this crocodile, you know, it has so many kinds of teeth. And all these teeth are very sharp. Some of these teeth are like the pleasures of this world that keep us trapped. Some of the teeth are like miseries of the world that keep us trapped. So sometimes we may shift from one tooth to the other, but we never get out of the jaws. But Krishna has come very mercifully in the form of his holy name, somehow to deliver us out of this jaw and out of these sharp teeth of pleasure and pain, pleasure and distress, non-stop. You know, when we are on one side, when we are too much on the distress side, we think I need some relief, and we move to the pleasure side of the teeth. So this madness should stop. So first of all, we should understand that we are in such a precarious condition. We are suffering, and the holy name is there for us. Krishna is always there with us. We must have the faith and we must surrender. So the other aspect of the whole thing is that we must also realize that this crocodile is actually a blessing. Maya is actually a blessing. Because without Maya, we may be eternally separated from Krishna. So unless she makes us suffer the way she does, we may never think of Krishna. So in the spirit of Gajendra, we must somehow learn to sincerely take shelter of the Lord. So material desires will never go away. But until we surrender, they are going to stick around. So we should be very convinced that we have to surrender to Krishna. And that is the principle of Sharanagati. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami, he describes the six symptoms of a surrendered soul. It's a very famous verse. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishyati iti vishvasa goptratve varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanye shatvida sharanagati. So what is the Sharanagati? We're talking about surrender, surrender, surrender from the beginning of the class. But what is the surrender? The six divisions of surrender are accepting those things favorable to devotional service, rejecting that which is unfavorable, the firm conviction that Krishna will give protection, just like how Gajendra had the firm faith, accepting the Lord as one's only guardian or master. This is very important. We cannot think, oh, anyone will save me, or I can have faith in so many other things. Firm faith only in Krishna. He is my only worshipable master, just like how Draupadi, just like how Gajendra, just like how Vibhishana did. We should have that firm faith. And this process of full surrender and humility. Without humility, there is no question of surrender. We should be completely surrendered. Give up, I mean, the way Gajendra said, I am yours. You know, we should have that feeling that, you know, yes, I am Krishna. So that is what it means by saying, Atma Nikshepa Karpanya. Atma Nikshepa. Just give up yourself. And how do you give up yourself? You give up yourself in this humility. Atma Nikshepa Karpanya. Karpanya should be there. Humility should be there. And only in that mode, you can actually surrender. So Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he gives this example to understand the reality of surrender. He says, surrender in the material sense actually means to lose. And he gives this example. Mahatma Gandhi, he did his nonviolent protest, and Subhash Chandra Bose, he very expertly balanced it out by declaring a violent war against the British. The British surrendered and they said, you can make India independent. But that was not what the British actually wanted. Because they lost. India won. Great Britain lost. So the general notion is that to surrender means you have to lose. It is something very undesirable. It has to be done by force. Okay, this is the general understanding of surrender. But in Sanskrit, the meaning of the word Sharanagati means something very different. Sharanagati is supposed to be the most positive expression of our gratitude and love. It is the most joyful experience of the heart. There can be love, I mean, there cannot be any kind of love without such kind of surrender, which is called as Sharanagati. So love is not selfish. Love is selfless. It is love for the beloved. And the most beloved of all is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we surrender to Him, it's actually such a blissful experience. It is not like the mundane experience of losing because you are surrendered, or because you are giving away something to someone. It's not like that. It is so blissful when you surrender and you say, Krishna, I am yours. It is the greatest experience that the soul can ever have. So these three verses that we read today, they summarize this main point. We are all conditioned souls. Somehow or the other, because of our desire to lord it over this material nature, we are here. We are suffering here because we are acting out of our false ego. And we are in this conception of ahammamyeti. The crocodile of Maya has caught us there. First and foremost thing, we must recognize we are caught. That is the first step to surrender. First, we recognize the problem. See how all our acharyas and everyone has always sung songs about the recognition of the problem. So see that we are recognize this problem. Understand that we are caught here. And also understand Maya doesn't stand in front of Krishna. She stands behind Krishna. So when you surrender to Krishna, Maya leaves us and we can go back to Krishna. And how do we do surrender? So the process of surrender is described as the six divisions of surrender are accepting those that are favorable to devotional service, rejecting unfavorable things, having the firm conviction that Krishna will give us protection. How? We saw that verse from the Yuddhakanda of Ramayana. There Lord Ram is declaring, just surrender unto me. And even if you say once, I am yours, I will take care of you for the rest of your life. So even Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he talks about this, right? Like he says, the 1866 Sharanagati verse, he talks about the surrender, of the soul. So it is extremely important for us to understand that this is a very valid process and Krishna will give protection. So you should have the firm conviction, just like Gajendra, that Krishna will give protection. We must accept only the Lord as one's own guardian and master. He is the only protector ultimately. The case of Draupadi is a classic example. Ultimately, it was only Krishna. Krishna is the only one who is the actual protector of everybody. We should have this idea that I'm completely yours and do this entire thing with great humility. Then we can surrender. So we can stop here. Any questions, comments, and realizations? Please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you, Preeti Vilasini Mataji, for a wonderful class. I was just thinking as you were explaining about Maya and Krishna and how Maya has to be there in order for us to surrender. I was just thinking about, it's just like as parents, we don't want to, quote-unquote, punish our kids or give them consequences. Yeah. Consequences. I don't want to say punish. Punish is bad, not... It doesn't fit right. Consequence, because we don't do it out of anger or hatred or anything like that. It's, we give them consequences because we want them to, pick the right choice, I guess you want to say. Or actually, we ultimately want them to be happy. And so everything that we do is for that ultimate goal, for them to be happy. So if you think about it in that way, this is that same, analogy came to my mind that in that same way, Krishna ultimately wants us to be happy, and He knows that we're going to be happy when we're with Him. And so that's why He has to give us consequences for those actions, and Maya is the consequential agent, yeah. I guess you might say,
so
for that process. So just a thought that I was thinking. I mean, this is why having children gives us a quick, a crash course in humility and understanding that we actually have no control.
Correct, very true. I mean, this is such a fantastic realization. It's so true, right? Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing that, yeah. Children really teach us that humility. Definitely, yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Gaurangi Mataji.
Yeah, I was thinking about Draupadi the entire time that you were talking about Gajendra. And I was really wondering how we are supposed to actually come to the point of sincerely saying to Krishna, I don't care what you do with me.
Yeah.
I belong to you, so I don't care what you do to me. How do we actually sincerely say that when we still in our hearts feel like we are our bodies? You know, if somebody were trying to disrobe me, how could I sincerely say, I don't care if you make me naked in front of everybody, if that's what you want? You know, I'm a conditioned soul. I totally identify with my body. If I were Gajendra, right, how could I sincerely say, Krishna, if you want this crocodile to bite me for all eternity, then so be it. You know, even though I'm in so much pain, if that's what you want, so be it. How is it possible from this vantage point of being in a, you know, conditioned state, identifying with the body, even though theoretically we understand we're not the body, theoretically, but from this, in this stage of life, how can we come to say that sincerely? This is what he's looking for, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, how to come to the stage of sincerity, it is only by the process of practice. It is only by the process of practice. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. As we keep doing this more and more and more, over a period of time, yes, the mind does get tuned to this process of surrender. It will happen over a period of time. You know, I think we, each one of us, right from the day we started Krishna consciousness to what we are today, definitely we have changed a lot in terms of how we accept things in our life. In so many ways, like, you know, we would rather be reacting very differently to different situations in our life if we were not Krishna conscious. I think each one of us have had these experiences. You know, small things would have troubled us before. But now we understand, after some years of practice, we do have some changes in the way we see things and the way we accept reversals. Everything has changed to some extent. So this will gradually improve and improve and improve. And definitely we should be able, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I would say, because that is something very special at this point in time. Krishna said, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja and Swam Sarva Papebhi Mokshayishyami Masacha. He said that in event. But then it was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came and who gave us the holy name, and he broke the storehouse of love, and he made it so accessible, so simple, so easy, and he's ready to accept us. He's he's got this very merciful mood where he wants to take all of us. So definitely we have Srila Prabhupada and we have this entire process in place. Over a period of time, when we have firm faith, yes, and we should always be aware that I can get diverted at any time. We should over a period of time, definitely the surrender can happen. I feel Krishna consciousness is a very promising process over any other processes we have ever seen in the face of Earth, actually, compared to other processes of self-realization. It is so simple, it is so easy to follow, and it works. It works. Because we have seen in our own lives how our lives have changed. So if we have this complete faith to and surrender to Guru and Krishna, it will happen. I mean, you're asking when will the surrender come, pure surrender? It will come. Because we are seeing that over a period of time, we ourselves are changing. It will happen. Just have faith. Was that helpful?
Well, let's see. But yeah, I think so. I myself is very difficult for me to really discern so much change, especially like this morning. You know, I must have had some mosquitoes at the floor of my car or something, and they gave me some bites. And it was so distressful, you know.
Yes.
And it just consumed my consciousness, you know. And so I'm like, you know, if this is my situation after all these years, you know.
It doesn't mean that we have become so numb that, that we don't even react to stuff, no. But ultimately, the modes of material nature are always acting and they're always giving us distress. So that is also, that's why when we are given problems, they say it's easier to surrender because they're like, okay, I'm fed up of this, now Krishna protect me. I mean, it comes, even these problems are actually a blessing, you know. So there's nothing bad to feel bad about it. Yeah, we are affected, and just recognition that we are affected is a good sign.
Mataji, I have a question. Actually, I started the Krishna consciousness, but what about the distractions that mislead you from the path? Like, you are still in the Krishna consciousness, but I think the distractions from the material world are so strong, and sometimes you get easily distracted.
So, Mataji, it will go away gradually. It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight. Or if you artificially try to do it also, it will not stay long. Everything happens over. Don't try to artificially do anything like, you know, drastic. Because it will not last long. We have to be very careful, you know. Like, this process is like a self-curing process, I would say. Because the more and more you engage your mind and senses in Krishna consciousness and you experience the higher taste will take care of the lower propensities. Okay? As your mind and thoughts are engaged in something high, it is an automatic process. We don't artificially try to restrain certain things. You will see that gradually it's automatically going away. So that means your process, whatever you're doing, is actually correct. You're listening nicely, you're chanting nicely.
Okay. Yeah, so I actually, it improved a lot. I increased my chanting, so it's gradually increasing.
Yes, Mataji, it works. The process works. Yeah, but the only thing is we have to be patient and we should have, with humility, definitely surrender increases. But it's difficult, yes, even to develop humility, it's very difficult because we have so many conceptions in our mind and in our heart that I am important and it's about me. All this aham mameti Prabhupada was describing in the purport, this is all nonsense, it's rascaldom, he's saying that. In the purport, yes, we are first-class rascals, but what to do? We try, because I know the acharyas, they're generally telling us something, so it will work.
Mataji, I have a question. Where can we find the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other Mahabharatam material? Do you suggest any online?
Yeah, you can actually, if you want to read online, you can go to vedabase.com. And there you have Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Everything is there. All the books, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion.
Okay, vedabase.com?
Yes, vedabase.com. So if you go there, you can access all the books in an online form. But if you want, I would highly recommend that you get the books in the book form because that is very precious. Devotee
yeah,
can...
Yeah, we don't have here books available, Mataji, so I was just wondering where we can get.
Oh, I can arrange. I know some devotees who do very good book distribution. They can post it to you. To your house. They can send it to your house. Offline, if I can text you and you can give me your address, we can get it to your house.
Okay, sure, Mataji. I'll text my address.
Preeti Mataji, I think she said database, but I just want to make sure that she understands it's Vedabase.
Yeah.
It is D-A-C data?
No.
D-E-D-A.
What's the first word?
It is V-E-D-A, Veda.
Veda, sorry, Mataji. I heard like data.
Okay. No problem. Thanks, Gaurangi Mataji. I didn't even realize.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Preeti Vilasini. Can I also add something to...
Yes, yes.
And this, I say this from personal experience,
yeah,
that not only do we have to just do the sravanam, kirtanams, and everything, chanting, we also have to be sincere. And I mean this in the sense that, and I'll tell you this, you know, from my personal example, when you have a choice between, the kids are watching TV. This is for me. The kids are watching TV. Shall I sit down there with them and just, it's like just a half an hour. I'm just going to sit there. It's not that big of a deal. And then we sit there, and then we sit there, and then we sit there. And instead, you have to, I mean, every minute it's a choice, and you have to say, okay, I can either sit there for a half an hour. Yeah, it's not bad. It's just a half an hour. Or I could just pick up a book and, you know, just read maybe a chapter, or I can just maybe go outside and, you know, water tulasi, or go out, you know, this, all these little things. And it reminded me of one time, something I was reading about Srila Prabhupada. He said, there's so many activities in Krishna consciousness. If you're, you know, chanting for a while and you don't feel like chanting, then pick up the harmonium and sing. If you don't feel like doing that, then pick up a book. If you don't feel like that, doing, you know. So there's so many engagements that we actually have. Well, I actually have. This is, like I said, my personal thing. I actually have to choose, you know, okay, I'm not going to do this. This is where my, you know, strength of will and my real true sincerity and comes into play. And the way that I, convince myself is I just think about my Guru Maharaj, and I think, if Guru Maharaj was here, what would he want me to do? If he walked in right now, this is what I used to tell my kids, if your spiritual master were going to walk in right now, would he be happy to see what you were doing, or would it hurt him?
Mm.
So, you know, and this I have to tell myself every day. There are so many distractions all the time, even when you're doing all these other, you know, activities of Sravanam Kirtanam. So it's always a choice.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. That's very true. Hare Krishna Mataji. Vanat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. Especially I like the example you gave in the class, means Gajendra, how he became so humiliated. Means nobody was ready to help him, and then finally he prayed to Krishna, and he realized only Krishna can. Krishna is there for us, you know. Means we have so much of attachment. And then we should realize, and that only the surrender comes, Mataji. That I really like, Mataji. It's my question is, even though sometimes we realize other people we want to tell about Krishna, they are not in that stages. Means how you can make them convince? Means I was thinking in that way actually. No.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, it depends on situation, on the person, on so many things, right? So it's kind of a specific question. How can we convince? Really, I can tell, just when I go and say or preach to someone, they never get convinced. They are convinced only by two things. One is our prayer to Krishna, requesting Krishna to help that person to get convinced. That is something that works. Prayers work. The second thing that works is showing by example. So when you are a good example in terms of what you do and how you conduct yourself, that is the best way of preaching. That's what I have personally seen in my life. And when I try to go and preach in a group where they are not very favorable, it never worked. At least in my case, it never worked. Maybe someone who is very potent and someone who has a lot of empowerment, when they go preach, it works. But I've seen that I was able to preach more successfully in a favorable group. If the people were unfavorable, it's just by example, just by seeing how you are, how spirituality or Krishna consciousness has changed you, just by giving your association in a very warm way, they become somewhat favorable. That is one thing. Second thing I have seen is that if I really want someone to become Krishna conscious, prayers work. If we sincerely ask Krishna, Krishna gives many opportunities for them to take up Krishna consciousness in some way or the other. So these are the two things I've seen that work. But again, it's a case-by-case thing. It depends on the person. It depends on the person who's speaking up. It depends on the person who's preaching, what they're preaching. It depends on many factors, Mataji. So you see what best suits you.
Yes, yes, Mataji, because I feel sometimes I'm not very good example. But in that case, at least I can pray to them. Yeah. And yeah, Mataji, it's really difficult to be in that example for myself. But at least we can pray to Krishna, yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
And you can share in a very happy mood, like, you know, small things, instead of taking the tone of preaching or telling them, oh, you have to change, this is what it is. You can just do it in a fun way, like, you know, just sharing your experience, or when someone asks you a question about, oh, you know, what would you do in this situation? I mean, it's just a conversational thing. You can make it very casual. Preaching can be in a very casual way when it's on a one-to-one basis. Especially with old friends or with family, it can be in a very casual way. Saying how happy you are after Krishna consciousness actually kind of convinces the other person that Krishna consciousness is a good process.
Yes, Mataji.
Hi, Krishna. Priti Vilas Singh, Mataji.
Dandavat, Mataji.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, as usual. Thank you so much. I really like the point, you know, where you stress that how Maya is also a servant of Krishna. So she also basically, through her kicks, she just teaches us so that we can become more surrendered to Krishna. You know, recently I was hearing a class by Ms. Keshavan Prabhu, and she was stressing on this point that how we just, you know, just blame that, oh, Maya did this, Maya is so strong, yeah. Maya does all this. And, you know, eventually we come to a point where we start hating Maya. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, try to get rid of her, avoid her. And, you know, that kind of mentality is developed. But that should not be the case, he was stressing. That yes, Maya do come over, but after all, we should understand that she is serving Krishna. So she is the servant of Krishna, and we should understand that. And it's only our anarthas that come over.
Yes.
So we should not blame Maya in any case, but it's our anarthas that come over, and we get in the clutches of Maya. So we should not rather hate, rather we should pray to her so that she can facilitate, so that it makes our journey towards Krishna more easier. So
fantastic.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Mataji. Thank you. And that point is so important. That is so important. Especially as practicing devotees, I think that is so important, whatever you said, the way we see now. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay. So thank you all so much. Thanks for participating. It was such a nice discussion.
Thank you.
We can end the call.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji, for your wonderful class and for your association. Let's pay our obeisances to Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji and all the devotees who join. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.